Can psychedelics reopen the brain's critical periods? In mice, yes. Critical periods are developmental windows of heightened plasticity for vision, language, social bonding that normally close after youth. In 2019, a single dose of MDMA was shown to reopen the closed critical period for social reward learning in adult mice, Nardo et al. 2019. In 2023, the same lab showed this is a shared property of psychedelics, LSD, psilocybin, ketamine, MDMA, and ibogaine all reopened it, while cocaine and saline did not. And, remarkably, the window stayed open in proportion to how long each drug's acute effects last, from about 48 hours for ketamine to weeks for ibogaine, Nardu et al. 2023. The implication? The trip may matter less than the open window it leaves behind. Every parent has felt it. The eerie speed with which a small child soaks up a language and the grinding effort it takes an adult to learn the same one. That difference is not about willpower. It is built into the developing brain as a series of critical periods, time-limited windows when specific circuits are unusually open to being shaped by experience and after which they lock into place. Miss the window for binocular vision, and the wiring never fully forms. For 100 years, the closing of these windows looked like one of biology's hard deadlines. The most provocative idea in modern psychedelic science is that it might be a lock, and that these drugs might be a key. What a critical period actually is. The concept goes back to Hubel and Weissel's Nobel-winning experiments on vision. Cover one eye of a kitten during a specific early window, and the brain permanently rewires away from the deprived eye. Do the same to an adult cat and nothing happens. The window has closed. Over the following decades, neuroscientists mapped critical periods for a whole catalog of abilities: binocular vision, birdsong, the sounds a language uses, the formation of secure attachment, each with its own developmental clock. Hench, 2005. What closes them is not the neurons themselves, but the scaffolding that grows up around them. As a circuit matures, it becomes wrapped in dense lattices of protein and sugar called paraneuronal nets, a kind of molecular cast that stabilizes the wiring and, in doing so, ends the period of easy change. Critical periods are opened and closed by the maturation of inhibitory circuits and this extracellular scaffolding. The adult brain is not less capable, but more fixed. That fixity is mostly a feature. You do not want your visual system renegotiating itself every week. But it is also why relearning, recovering from trauma, unlearning a fear, rebuilding trust is so much harder in adulthood than the original learning was in childhood. The mouse that learned to love company again. Enter Goldolin and Romain Nardou. Working at Johns Hopkins, they focused on a critical period that had never been studied pharmacologically before, the window for social reward learning, the developmental phase when a young animal learns to find the company of others rewarding. In mice, that window is open in adolescence and firmly shut by adulthood. In 2019, they reported something startling. A single dose of MDMA, given to adult mice long after their social critical period had closed, reopened it. The adult animals could once again form the reward associations with their peers that are normally only learnable in youth. The effect was not a general high. It depended specifically on oxytocin signaling in the nucleus accumbens, the brain's reward hub, and on a form of synaptic plasticity that the drug switched back on, Nardou et al. 2019. For the first time, a specific closed behavioral window had been pried open with a molecule, and the implication for humans was immediate. MDMA-assisted therapy for PTSD asks people to relearn safety and trust in relationship, exactly the kind of social relearning this reopened window governs. Uta W. psilocybin mushroom treats, the master key. The obvious question was whether this was a quirk of MDMA and oxytocin or something deeper. In 2023, the Dolin lab answered it with one of the most talked about papers in the field. They tested a whole panel of drugs against the same social critical period and found that every classic psychedelic reopened it: LSD, psilocybin, ketamine, and ibogaine alongside MDMA. Cocaine, a powerful reinforcer that is not a psychedelic, did nothing. Neither did saline, Nardou et al. 2023. That pattern is the whole story in miniature. These drugs are pharmacologically unlike. LSD and psilocybin grip the serotonin 2A receptor. Ketamine blocks NMDA. MDMA floods oxytocin and serotonin, ibogaine hits a dozen targets at once. And the team confirmed that the serotonergic ones and the non-serotonergic ones reach the effect by different receptors. Yet they all converge on the same downstream event, a remodeling of the paraneuronal nets and the plasticity machinery that hold critical periods shut. Different keys, in other words, cut for different locks, all opening the same door. Dolan has called psychedelics a possible master key for reopening critical periods, not just the social one, but potentially the windows for motor recovery after stroke, for vision, for other kinds of learning as well. The clock inside the trip, the single most arresting detail is about time. The reopened window did not stay open for a fixed duration. It stayed open in proportion to how long each drug's acute effects last. After ketamine, a short experience, the critical period was open for roughly 48 hours. After psilocybin, longer. After LSD, longer still. After ibogaine, whose effects can run for a day or more, the window stayed open for something on the order of 2 to 4 weeks, Nardou et al. 2023. Read that again, because it quietly rewrites the standard picture of what a psychedelic session is. We tend to treat the trip as the event. The hours of altered consciousness are what the drug does. But if this finding translates, the trip is merely the duration of the open state. The real action, the relearning, the new associations, the change, happens in the days and weeks afterward, while the window is still ajar. The famous afterglow that people describe in the weeks following a meaningful session may not be a lingering mood. It may be the felt sense of a brain that is, temporarily, plastic again. Join the UTW sacrament, the oldest prayer remembered, the gentle dissolving of the self into light held in ceremony by a master facilitator. Sit with our community first, a free live weekly circle on Zoom. No commitment, simply a conversation. Why this reframes everything about integration. Clinicians who work with psychedelics have long insisted that integration, the deliberate work of making sense of a session and building new habits afterward, matters as much as the session itself. That was, until recently, a clinical intuition. The critical period model gives it a mechanism. If a psychedelic reopens a window of heightened plasticity that stays ajar for days to weeks, then integration is not an optional add-on. It is the act of writing into a brain that is, for a limited time, unusually willing to be written on. Waste the window and it closes with little to show. Use it. With therapy, new behavior, deliberate practice, and the change can consolidate. It also reframes the drug's better established plasticity effects. Psychedelics are known psychoplastogens. They rapidly promote the growth of new dendritic spines and synapses, an effect driven through BDNF and the mTOR pathway, Lai et al. 2018, and they can promote neuroplasticity more broadly. The critical period work suggests these are not scattered effects, but facets of one thing. For a window of time, the drug returns a patch of adult cortex to something like its younger, more malleable state. The honest cautions. This is genuinely exciting science, which is exactly why it needs careful handling. The load-bearing experiments are in mice, and a reopened social reward critical period in a mouse is not the same as fixing a human problem. Whether human critical periods reopen the same way, whether the effect generalizes beyond the social window, and how to safely steer an open period of plasticity in a person are all open questions. An open window is neutral. It can let in healing, but a brain made temporarily plastic is also, in principle, more vulnerable to bad input, which is one more argument for why setting, and skilled support are not luxuries but part of the mechanism. There is a deeper caution, too. If these drugs really do dissolve the molecular scaffolding that stabilizes adult circuits, then the same property that makes them promising also makes them powerful in ways we do not fully understand. Reopening a critical period is not a gentle nudge. It is a temporary return to a more formative state. That should inspire respect, not just enthusiasm. A different way to see the medicine. For most of the modern psychedelic revival, the story has centered on the experience. The mystical peak, the ego dissolution, the felt sense of insight. The critical period research points somewhere quieter and, in a way, more radical. It suggests that the experience is the opening, not the healing itself. That what a psychedelic may really offer is a rare, time-limited return of the young brain's capacity to change. And that what a person does with that open window, the relationships they repair, the fears they face, the new patterns they lay down, is where the medicine actually lives. The trip lasts hours. The window lasts weeks. The wisest use of these compounds may turn out to be less about chasing the view from the peak and more about what gets built in the valley while the door is still open. OOTW Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. The critical period findings described here are primarily from animal research and remain unproven in humans. Psychedelics are controlled substances, are not safe for everyone, including people with a personal or family history of psychosis or bipolar disorder, or those on serotonergic medications, and nothing here is a recommendation to use them.